Well, welcome to Trojan Preview here for week 9 of the high school football season as we wrap up the 2011 season. I'm going to visit with Atlantic coach Tim Duff here one more time for this regular season go around. And coach, a great job by your team last week. They started quickly, finished strong, and took advantage of every opportunity in a 41-25 win last week over Carroll. This is what you were kind of looking for every Friday night.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Jim. You know, it was one of those games where, like you said, we took advantage of some turnovers by Carroll. We had 4 interceptions and 2 fumble recoveries. So anytime you get 6 turnovers in the game, you're going to give yourself a chance to score a lot of points. And, early in the game, right away we picked Carroll off deep in their own territory. About 3 or 4 plays later, ran a little slant, and Sam Markham got a touchdown pass. And turn around their next series, first play, they fumbled, and the ball popped right to us. Gunnar Bloom picked up a fumble, returned it about 10 yards, and the very next play ran a fade route to Sam Markham. So about 8 plays into the game, we had 14 points on the board. And that's, anytime you're playing a quality team, if you can jump out to an early lead, really changes the dynamic of the game.
Well, and a lot of people contributed to the contest, both on the offensive and defensive sides of the ball. You take a look at some of the raw numbers, and they're impressive just as they stand. 478 total yards for Atlantic in offense to 244 for Carroll. But when you turn the ball over that much, you're not getting many opportunities to be able to participate with putting yards on the board either. So defensively, offensively, a lot of big plays.
Yeah, defensively, we've been talking about it and talked about it last week. Thought the last 3 quarters against Lewis Central, and obviously the whole game there against Carroll, our defense is starting to come together, starting to play a little bit better. And so, we've kind of put 7 quarters together that we've been pretty pleased with. Anytime you get that many turnovers, 4 interceptions, obviously you're doing some good things on the defense. Carroll made some mistakes, but not taking anything away from our kids. I thought we were very aggressive on the field, tackled pretty well, caused a couple fumbles there off of some good hits, and defensive backs, really did a good job attacking the ball in the air and played good coverage. And I think that's been a process throughout the season. Early in the year, I think our pass defense was pretty suspect. We lost a couple games where we let kids get behind us. Blown coverages, it really plagued us throughout the season. And I think our defensive backfield, has really started to play better. And the good thing is you're looking at 3 juniors back there, getting quality experience and really doing a good job on the backside. And up front, we're starting to get a little more pressure and doing a better job of, containing quarterbacks on scrambles and, the linebackers getting into drop zones there across the middle. So all in all, real pleased with our defensive performance. Like you said, the stats, we held Carroll, a 6-1 team to 240 yards on the ground, and I guess total. And offensively, we doubled that. We put 480 on them. So a great game for us all the way around, offensively, defensively. Just real proud of the kids. Showed a lot of character coming back after, a tough loss at Lewis Central, where our playoff hopes kind of, were pretty well dashed. So, we talked about it last week, coming back and trying to get, get a win in the Trojan Bowl and trying to reestablish the Trojan Bowl as a tough place for, opponents to come and play. And I think our seniors really stepped up last week and took a big step for us in that regard.
Well, and raw numbers would sometimes lead you to look and say, well, gee whiz, Carroll made a lot of mistakes. But your defense forced them into a lot of mistakes.
Yeah, like I said, 6 turnovers is a lot. But I think, we're real pleased with the way our D-backs played in the backfield. And, Coach Ross had the defense prepared. Everything that was coming at us, we seemed to have an answer for. And when you really look at the game close, Carroll scored a kickoff return for a touchdown for 7 points. Carroll scored a block punt for a touchdown. So 14 points came on special teams out of their 25. And so that really says a lot about how well our defense really played. When you take those special team points out, the defense was outstanding.
Well, and offensively, boy, just an all-around good performance by the squad. There's not a lot of places you can nitpick this time around. Harrison Hoig, 13 out of his 19 passes completed for 224, three touchdowns, no interceptions. You know, like every ball player, he's had a couple of tough moments during the season. Anybody who plays football is going to have a tough moment here and there, but he really played a solid football game for you under center here in this ball game last week.
Yeah, Harrison did a great job, and I think especially once we got the lead, you know, we talked to him as coaches when we got ahead at that point when it was 20-0. You know, we said we're ahead, but 20-0. You know, we don't need to force anything. We want to manage the game here. You know, make good decisions. You know, we don't need to force a throw. We don't need to cause an INT. And I think, you know, when you look at the numbers and the fact that he didn't force throws, and you know, we took a couple sacks, and they were great sacks to take. He didn't try to force the ball down the field, and you know, some of those things don't show up. When you're looking at the game, but as a coach, you know, just some smart plays and played a great game and threw the ball extremely well and really managed the game. And you know, and likewise, I think our offensive line, you know, when you put up 400 and almost 500 yards a total offense, you're obviously doing some good things up front. So real pleased with our offensive play, and finally we were real happy with the way we capitalized and finished in the red zone. You know, that had kind of plagued us through the middle of the season. We weren't putting the ball in the end zone when we had opportunities. We were kind of letting scoring chances go by the wayside, and so that was something we really talked about, and came out, and I thought we were more physical in the red zone, and we just executed better when we got close, and our guys, our skill guys, scoring's kind of an attitude. You know, when you get a chance, you get close to the goal line, you don't want to be denied. And so I thought we were pretty strong in that suit there last Friday.
You bet. Well, some good ground game action, too, for you. Bloom, Dvorak, Stork, all with good numbers, solid numbers. And, you know, you can look at a guy like Derek Stork. Not only has he put up 9 carries for 73 yards in that fullback spot, that's 8 yards every time he touches the football last week. He also leads your team in tackles on the other side. And we're going to talk about the seniors here in a little bit, and we'll probably lead off with the guys like that. But also, now this week, Red Oak. Red Oak's a team that struggled this year. They're still looking for that first victory. We hope they don't get it this week. The Trojans need to keep focused and finish. I know it's frustrating into the last week. There are still a couple of scenarios where the Trojans can get into the playoffs, but you don't really control either one of them, except you control how you finish out. If you lose this ball game, then everything's out the window. So kids got to stay focused. They got to go out and play hard.
Yeah, you know, like I said, last week we talked about wanting to get a home victory at the Trojan Bowl, and this week it's about finishing the season off right and coming out. And we'd like to show that last week wasn't a fluke. We're a solid football team, and the only way to do that is to come out and be aggressive and play with a lot of motion here in our last regular football season game. And like you said, we don't control our chances to the playoffs rest on some other teams and other things. And so, if we get an early Christmas present, we'll be excited about the opportunity to go and play in the playoffs. And if we don't, we want to make sure that we finish the season strong and that, we're pleased with our body of work on the season. And, as a coach, you're always hoping your team improves from week one, to week two, all the way to week nine. And, when you watch us, I think we have, I think we've shown progress throughout the season, and that's a big thing. And so we don't want to take a step back to finish off the year, and now we'd like to see another step forward by especially our younger classmen to really step up and play well, give them something to build off of going into next season, and ultimately for our seniors to leave the Trojan Bowl with a good experience and good memories of their time and the games they played at the Trojan Bowl.
You bet. Well, of course, Red Oak's coming in with the same thought too. This is our last chance to go out and pick one up, guys, so let's do it. So game time 7:30 tonight. Hope you get a chance to visit the Trojan Bowl for a football game here one last time. Some seniors are going to be playing their last regular season ball game coming up tonight, Coach. Not a big crop, but a pretty solid crop.
Yeah, talking about our seniors, like I said, the last few games they really held the team together, and that's kind of the weight the coaching staff put back on the seniors there after we lost a game at Lewis Central. We knew our playoff hopes were kind of went out the window with that loss, and so it it was interesting to see how, you know, they came back and rallied the team and said, hey, you know, we want to go out and get a win here. We want to win our last two games at the Trojan Bowl. And they did a great job of that. And so that showed a lot of character, you know, of our seniors. I guess, you know, I'll start and just kind of go through them and mention them here so they all get equal acknowledgement because, you know, they're a great group of kids. You know, I think you mentioned Derek Stork earlier about leading our team in tackles and playing that fullback position. Derek's been one of those kids that's on the field. You know, I think he might come off on a kick return, or I think he's even on kick return now. So maybe he's off on PAT, but he's always on the field. He's just kind of been an Iron Man for us, and you know, tremendous athlete, great work ethic, great attitude. You know, I you know, as far as the last few years, I can't remember senior having as good a campaign as Derek has had on both sides of the ball. And he's just really been a great leader for us, and you know, always steps up in that leadership role, and he does it, you know, not only verbally, you know, trying to motivate the kids, but he leads by example. He gets right out there and not afraid to stick his nose in there. And next senior, Gunnar Bloom. You know, Gunnar was one of the kids that wasn't out as a junior, and we were excited to get him back on the field. And, you know, Gunnar played receiver as a sophomore and came into camp and, you know, ran the scout team running back a few times and really opened the coach's eyes and said, we got to give this kid the ball from the backfield. And it was kind of a change of plan. Lands midstream there and started repping him at tailback, and his development and growth at the tailback position has been astounding. And you know, it's one of those I wish we had him another year. The way that he's playing now, how much he's developed from that backfield position has just been amazing, and been a all around you know, good athlete for us, and just one of the kids that really sets the tempo mentally for our team. Real physical kid, and he's not afraid of anybody. And Gunner's in there battling every play. Next, senior Tyler Hovey. Tyler is another one that, especially the last three or four games, has really stepped up his play and his leadership from that tackle position offensively, and really been the anchor for us on the offensive line. And if you come out and watch football, or you know, our game Friday, or if you're a fan of football, you have to watch number 51 run block, because he's real aggressive, and he finishes blocks and putting kids, you know, driving them downfield and driving them out of bounds and driving them into the end zone, and just really taking a lot of pride and being physical. And I think that's really helped us the last few games. Next senior, Zach Hemmingson. Zach's one of our seniors that comes over from Walnut, and just been a real nice surprise for us. You know, Zach's played about every position you could play on the offensive line, you know, and now he's kind of settled in at center, and has been making strides at center, doing a great job snapping the ball. And you know, on the defensive side at linebacker, is a real physical kid. And one of those kids that just lays everything he has into every tackle every time he comes up. And, you know, Zach's also been one of those kids that's been a nice leader for us in the locker room, and just loves football and enjoy the way he plays the game. And he has the right attitude, and I think it's contagious. Our next senior, Ethan Westering. You know, Ethan's one of those kids, probably a little bit undersized as a linebacker and tight end, kind of a combo there, but a very headsy player. He makes up for his lack of size with just a lot of courage and a lot of fight. Ethan really gets in there and battles, and he's starting to understand Coach Ross's schemes more and more, getting to the right position. And, you know, and he's one of those kids that is always around the football and making tackles, and, you know, and just has the attitude. He shows up every practice and works his tail off. Not a real vocal kid, but you know, you don't have to worry about Ethan ever taking off a play, and he's always in there battling hard. And you know, again, I think you know, those are the attitudes of the seniors that are rubbing off on the other classmen and really setting the tone for Trojan football, you know, now and into the future. And next senior, Rob Nichols. You know, Robert's been playing guard, you know, and probably weighs about 165 pounds, soaking wet, and he's lined up against usually the biggest kid on the opposing team's roster. You know, they usually put him over top Rob because they think, you know, they're going to have a size advantage there. But Rob does a great job with his technique, and is a very smart player. understands what we're trying to accomplish and uses his angles very well, and has been playing a good guard for us. And also on the flip side, been playing linebacker and filling the, you know, the run gaps and trying to fit those inside dives and leads and getting better on the inside. And another one of those kids that always you know, comes to practice and always comes to play every day. Next senior, Austin Conrad. You know, Austin had an injury in the middle of the season, so he missed a couple games there, was out, and but has come on and now kind of settled in just on one side of the ball playing D-tackle for us, doing a great job, you know, shedding blocks and you know, trying to shut down the inside run game of our opponents. And on the offensive side, you know, we still get him in there and get some snaps on the offensive side, and does a good job run blocking. And, you know, another one of those kids that's just got a fun fun attitude about him. You know, the kids, his charisma, the kids just love being around Austin. He's one of those kids that makes makes practice and things enjoyable. And, you know, and we're glad that, you know, he's really stepped up his game from his junior year to his senior year and been a pretty good player out there in the field for us. Next senior, Austin Stevens. You know, Austin hurt his knee second game of the year against Kemper. And so I know it's been real frustrating. And any time, you know, you go out with an injury, especially your senior year, you know, and a season-ending injury where you have to have surgery and you're out, you know, that's tough on a kid, on a player. And, you know, Austin's one of those kids that, you know, we were excited about. Again, a kid from Walnut, how he played the game, just his attitude and approach to practice and how much desire he had on the football field, you know, is very unfortunate for him and probably even doubly for our team, because he would have been one of our, without a doubt, one of our top players and top performers this season. So, you know, it's been tough to have to watch Austin sit and on the sidelines and not be able to get out there and help play. But, you know, great kid with a great attitude. And, you know, it's unfortunate that he had an injury there for his senior year. Next senior, Logan Scout. Logan's another one of our Walnut seniors, you know, and Logan's one of those kids that missed some early time and then came back here late and has been a great special team performer for us. Does a great job on the practice field, and you know, another one of those kids that has a positive attitude regardless of the situation, and gets out there and battles every day in practice and pushes everyone around him to become better. And I guess last senior we have is Paul Honke. And you know, Paul's one of those kids that on the defensive side of the ball can be pretty unblockable. When you watch our defense, I think our run defense especially, it starts up front right in the middle with Paul. And, you know, again, one of those kids, if you enjoy watching football, come out to a game and you have to watch, you know, number 74 and look on the inside. And we don't have a better player that defensively uses their hands as well as Paul. And Paul really gets off blocks, you know, probably undersized on the inside, but just strong as a bull and uses his leverage and really disengaged from blocks. And they, you know, other teams have to, you can see the other teams, you know, they have to game plan to block Paul Honke. And that says a lot in a high school game, that where you have to game plan to always double team the D tackle. And that keeps our linebackers free. And even then on those double teams, Paul will split them and beat them and make tackles for loss. So been quite a player on the inside. So all in all, Jim, just a great group of seniors. You know, I know I talked a lot there about them, but you know, I can't give, you know, enough credit to this group of kids and, you know, what they've done for Trojan football this season and moving into the future. And I think, you know, their mark's going to be, you know, I guess where the program progresses from this point, because I really think they've helped, you know, the program get the corner turned and moving in the right direction.
You bet. Well, and showing those that junior class how to be leaders next year when it's their turn. Very good. Again, 7:30 tonight kickoff at the Trojan Bowl. Red Oak comes to town to close out the regular season against Atlantic. Hope you get a chance to take that one in. Coach, as always, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time all season.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jim.
You bet. That's Coach Tim Duff. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us on Trojan Preview.